Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Parashat Yitro, as we all know, the main theme of this week's parsha is Matan Torah. It's a parasha which we celebrate receiving the Ten Commandments. However, the parasha is called Parashat Yitro because it begins with the visit of Yitro, Moshe's father-in-law, who comes to visit him. And in Aliyah of Sheini of today, we read that not only is this father-in-law a good, grandpa who comes to visit his grandchildren, but he's a good father-in-law who gets involved in Moshe's family's business. And he starts giving him advice of how to behave and what to do. Classic, typical father-in-law. The question, of course, is, and the Mefarshim discusses in great length, is this whole story, is it happening actually where it happens, where it's mentioned in the Torah? Is this really happening before Matan Torah? Or, as many Mefarshim explain, it actually happened after Matan Torah, and this parasha is out of order. One of the most famous machlokets between Mefarshim when it comes to the order of parashat in the Torah, Ein Mugdam Mu'achar Torah, appears also here. And I'm not going to go into the machloket right now, but the question, of course, is that if you think that this is not the place that it is mentioned, and rather it's mentioned much later, after Matan Torah, so what is it doing at this moment? Why are we mentioning it before Matan Torah? Why are we taking it out of its order? That's the main question on those who think that it's out of order. So before we try to answer that question, let's try to understand what exactly is Yitro suggesting. What is advice to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe is a judge. He's the leader of the Jewish people. And the leader of the Jewish people many times is a person who judges his people. And he's now sitting all day, according to him, judging the people and teaching Torah. What's the chokhmah of Yitro? What's the great advice of Yitro? Moshe, create a system of judges, bring more people, create courts, create a system in which people will be able to hear the people who come to learn, come to teach, come to judge, and basically share the burden of your responsibilities with others. Learn how to delegate, basically, your responsibilities with others. And wow, Moshe Rabbeinu agrees. And suddenly we have a juridical system, we have a system of judges, of leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu learns how to delegate with others. That's big gadol, the etzah, the advice of Yitro. Seems a little bit strange that this is something that Moshe couldn't have thought of himself, or maybe other people could have thought of. And maybe, perhaps the answer is exactly that. Moshe is the leader. Everyone's so scared of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone is so maybe intimidated by Moshe's greatness that who dares comes to Moshe and makes him realize that there's a flaw in the system, if not someone that's not embarrassed or afraid of him, which is his father-in-law, right? Because everyone else is maybe embarrassed to come over and say, Moshe, don't you realize something is really strange going on here? You can't delegate. By the way, it's something that many, many great leaders and many great people have, that they keep everything to their chest. They're not able to really give other responsibilities. But it's because Moshe is such a great person that no one else besides his father-in-law has the chutzpah, if you want, to come over to say to him, Moshe, come on. Well, maybe that answers why it comes from Yitro. But why does it come here? Why does it come here in Parashat Yitro? So I admit it's more of a drush and more of a vort than a pshat, but perhaps the Torah dafka in the parasha that talks about the Torah being given, which is basically a law, a book of law that is given to the Jewish people. At Har Sinai, Am Yisrael really is differentiated, is separated from the rest of the world by the Torah that's given to us and not to the entire world. We know the famous Midrash, and Hashem Baruch Hu goes around the world with the Torah, and offering it to other nations. This week's parasha is a very important time in Jewish history in which we are separated from the rest of the world by receiving the Torah. Perhaps that the Torah wanted to, as if to give us over this idea that even with this Torah that we are given, that separates us from everyone else, there still maybe is room to hear advice. There still is room to be part of the world. Yitro symbolizes the world around us. The same parasha in which we separate from the world is the same parasha in which we still realize that we live in this world and we can take advice sometimes and hear other ideas, even if they're not necessarily from the Torah itself, but from around us. Some kind of connection to the world itself, even when the Torah is given. Perhaps that's where we're going with this idea. I have to still develop it a little bit, but maybe you can think about it. Boker Tov and Tu Bishvat Sameach.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support, and thank you for learning with us.